بچه رو میگم بچه ننه، چه رو میگم بچه بابا.
آقای پوزنش، بعضی موقع ما بعضی اصطلاحات رو داریم که
علکیه.
آخه مادر که تا یه سنی بچه رو ناز میکنه، نوازش میکنه.
بله، گاهی اوقات اون سن به 45 هم میره. مادری که بچه رو بچه ننه میکنه، وگرنه میگفتن بچه بابا. یه دلیلی داره دیگه، چه رو میگم بچه بابا.
مثلا بخاطر که مادر بیشتر میشه بچه زن و خیلی وقتا هم
باز خودم داری جواب خودتو میدی، تو این که با بچت وقت میذارنی، باباش که مثلا سر کاره یا مثلا به هر دلیلی تو قبولش ندیدی، این بچه داری بلد نیست، مرد که بچه داری بلد نیست. من مواجه شدم، شما رو دقت بکنید، هیچ کسی دختر ایرونی رو انقدر که مرد ایرونی لیلی و لالاش میذاره نمیذاره. شما عموما
سلام و صد سلام به دوستان خوشگلان، سلام جونه جونه به تک تک رفقای پرسونه. متشکرم از این که به شوی پرسونه توجه میکنیم. برنامه جدید و متفاوت با گذشته، ما اومدیم اینجا تو با هم صحبت کنیم راجع به مسائلی که برامون مهمه، مسائلی که دوست داشتیم همیشه راجع بهش حرف بزنیم ولی فرصتی پیش نمیومد. میزبان شما بهروز پاکشیر اومده اینجا تا با شما راجع به همین مسائل حرف بزنیم. شوی پرسونه ادیت نمیشه و برای خوش آمد کسی هم تغییر نمی کنه، یعنی فقط حرفای شما با ما. So sit back, relax and let's talk.
Hello everybody, this is another version of Portuna Show. Don't be surprised, we have this tradition. We want to make it a tradition that people who call before the show, before the starting time, which is 3 o'clock, the first person who can repeat the opening theme of the show, of the Portuna Show, is going to be on air. You great callers, you're going to be on air, and if you do that, you can get a chance to open the Portuna Show for me. So the better you say that, the bigger of a prize you get.
Oh,
and this, the surprise is Mehrdad, the great Persian singer, is sponsoring this opening theme, and he's giving 5 of his CDs to people who start the show and people who call the show before the show starts and stay in line to come on the air and open the show for me. Whoever comes on the air first is going to receive one of Mehrdad's latest CD. Thank you very much, Mehrdad-jan, and we appreciate that you like the show and you're sponsoring this little session. Okay, hello, the opener.
Yes.
How are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The name is Mehrdad. I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay, Mehrdad-jan, you know that Mehrdad is giving you a CD.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're the first one, so I hope you tell your friends that that they can call to open the show for me, and they can get another CD from Mehrdad and other singers. We got different trophies for this little tradition we're going to have. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you so much.
You have a nice day, sir. All right. Today, I'm going to talk about something that we started. If you remember, we talked about guys, when guys see you, when guys see girls, what's on their mind. We have talked about that more or less. We have come to the same agreement that what's on guys' mind. But this hour of the program is for the benefit of girls. It's for the benefit of girls who they see that they go into a relationship, they start something with a guy, and after a while, well, okay, they have they're sexually involved, they think they're in a relationship, they are intimate, they have all the things that they think they should be in a couple, between a couple to get it going, but they get heartbroken. Women of any age, if you talk to them, if you ask them how you feel about guys, they say they're liars, they say they're betrayers, they say they do this and do that. Well, a lot of women have baggages from their prior relationships that bothers them, and then when they want to go into the next relationship, they have a lot of problems understanding the person they have in front of them, as opposed to just dumping all the baggage they have on his head. Okay, so this hour is for your benefit. It's for ladies' benefit. We want to see how you verify, how you distinct the different steps and the stages of your relationship. Like, if you start with a guy, you don't know if he's going to love you, you don't know if he's going to have only sex with you, you don't know if he's going to, be booty call with you, want to have a relationship with you, want to marry you. I don't know what there is in your mind. I don't know how you see the guy. I want to see how you evaluate. Because, we have come to this point that when you start with a guy, I'm not talking about religious people. I'm not talking about people who have family morals or any kind of morals that stops them from extramarital, I mean, not extramarital, I mean, premarital relationships. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about those who are involved in the relationship. You know, there's no way that a guy wants to look more into you, look deeper into you, unless he passes the stage of having sex with you. Okay, and you do that. We talked to Persian ladies here. A lot of them called me and said they do that. And then they've been involved in problems that these problems are going to have them heartbroken, are going to have them hate men, or have them not very, very open for the next relationship they're going to be in. Okay, so what are the signs? What are the signs that you see, and what those signs tell you that where you stay in a relationship? Like, for example, when you see the guy, you know what's on the guy's mind. He wants sex from you. Unless he wouldn't even talk to you. Or if there's any other different ways, like just going to Khastagari or stuff like that, not a lot of people do these days, he wouldn't come across unless he wants that for the first time, because guys want they see. And then when they pass over that stage, then they're gonna look deeper into you. Maybe they don't want you, maybe they want you as much as you might want them or you might not want them. Okay? But once you pass that stage, you could be only a booty call. You could be only a casual sex, which is the next step. Maybe you're just doing heavy dating, seeing each other more, having more sexual relationship, going here and there sometimes, going to public places, not very serious public places, like he doesn't take you to a Persian concert. Maybe he takes you to like a club in Melrose or somewhere in Germany or Sweden, wherever you live. But he doesn't really take you there, take you in the community or in the family. The different stages. Or how do you interpret the signs? What are the signs you've seen? If you're a guy, just for once, please, for the benefit of girls, call me here and tell me, how do you differentiate the girl that you're hanging out with from the different stages of a relationship? How do you define if somebody's you having a booty call with somebody? what signs do you show if you really want her and you want to be more intimate with her? And please help me with this. We have a caller here who's anticipating to talk to us. Portune, you're on air. Go ahead.
Hello, salam alaikum.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm just curious. I've been listening to Berus here for about the last 5 minutes or so, but somehow I haven't managed to figure out what he's talking about. He's been going in circles for the last 10 minutes. I'm like, every 5 minutes, he's going back to the same point. It's getting very confusing. Just try to figure out what he's saying.
No, I'm saying that, you know, because I have to repeat sometime. I have to repeat the point because, you know, this is media. It's not only one person sitting in front of the TV. I want to take the attention of as much as people as I can get. So that's why I just repeat stuff. What I'm asking from guys today is to tell us, for the benefit of ladies, so they won't get heartbroken from guys, that how do you differentiate, how do you distinct the different stages of a relationship you have with a girl? How do you, what is a booty call in your mind? What is a casual sex? What is a hangout? What is a dating person? And what is a relationship? And how do you show with your behavior that where she is standing in your mind? Because you might have a relationship with different people and each of them could go to a certain category. That's, that, the signs of those categories are what we're searching today for.
I see. Sorry, and just going to get back to one point here. Just curiosity was, if women in general, they're willing to go ahead and get into a relationship, I think they should be assessing that point before they get into a relationship of what they want from a relationship. Now, if they want to get into a casual sex with no strings attached, that's a different story. If they're willing to get into a relationship for a long-term basis, then they should know that before and they try to figure out what kind of guy they're going to go out with.
Yeah.
Usually, if you meet a girl or a guy in a nightclub, pretty much, there is no long-term future, just going to be something casual, pretty much. But if you're willing to get down and get married with someone, you're pretty much looking for someone who has pretty much all the...
Well, I get your point, but I don't necessarily agree with that, because you can find very, very serious relationships with people you might meet in clubs. I don't want to block that. But the thing is, women don't want to appear to be sluts. They don't want to tell you, hey, I'm after casual sex only. I just want you as a booty call because I have a serious boyfriend. Okay? They just want to act. All of them, they act. As much as guys hate it,
you know,
but
what?
They act as they not.
I'm sorry to bother you here, but that is so true. But same scenario goes for guys. If guys are going to get into a relationship, first thing they're not going to say to a girl is, hey, I'm just here to have sex with you. Obviously, that's just going to turn around and going to send you home. But,
yeah.
You know... The girls are a little smarter than guys in most cases, for the fact that they're not going to come out to you and tell you right away that they want to have sex with you, and that's the only reason in a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're going to play the game of here in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
So usually, guys, you should know that before you go into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is a girl that I'm going out with. This girl is worth my time to spend more time with her,
mm-hmm.
to make a bigger thing out of nothing with her.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't figure out who you're dealing with from beginning, you're going to get into a really weird area.
That's my question today. What are those signs? Like, for example, take yourself as an example. Say that you have met a girl. I don't care where you met her. I don't care at all.
Right.
But depending on how old she is, if she has a kid or not, if she is from the same, from your nation, from your country, from your religion, from whatever is defined by, you know, your peripherals, if she is... from any of these places, you're going to have different views about her.
You
like
know,
if you are like 19 and you pick up a 39 or I mean a 29-year-old girl in a club, you definitely are not going to fall in love with her to marry her.
No,
especially when she has a kid. So what are the signs? Tell me about the signs.
I tell you, the couple of signs I can tell you is I'm by far not any expert in any of these fields that you're
mm-hmm.
talking about. It seems like you've had more experience in these kind of fields, but the one thing I've learned that, you know, if you're gonna, you know, find someone, like, let's say in the early 20s, you know, like 20, 21, 22,
mm-hmm.
pretty much at that age, you're just there to have fun, getting to socialize with others, and trying to figure out what the meaning of life is.
Mm-hmm.
If you get older, as you're getting older, especially with women, between the age of 25 to 29,
mm-hmm.
they got a concept of what they want from a guy, what they want from life.
Yeah.
Now, that's That's what you said. That
yeah, but still, you're talking about the age differences. But still, well, if well, you I'm, are in an age age limit, if you are in an age group, you still want to look at some girl some way, look at one or look at another girl a different way. Okay, let me give you an example. If somebody's only your booty call, you're not going to show her to anybody. Okay, and I want ladies to notice that how men behave if they look at you different ways. Tell me about that.
There is one thing I can tell you, my friend, is when you get into a relationship with a girl, you will figure out what type of person you're dealing with within the first few months.
Yeah.
If you're stupid enough not to realize that, you're there for to be heartbroken eventually.
Of course, that's why I'm doing the show.
I'm sorry?
That's why I'm doing the show today.
Absolutely.
I want the girls to know from the actions a guy does instead of hallucinating and dreaming about it.
No, you know, it all has to do, I totally agree with you, but it all has to do with your capability and your social skills. As a person, if you have social skills where you've been around the people, you can judge people to a certain level, and you can categorize people in different levels, then you can figure out who you're dealing with. The moral comes in as an issue later on. The person you're dealing with, what kind of moral do they have? Mm-hmm. Are they here to just mess around on you? Then in that case, you can assess that. If you're going to be willing to sit around and live with that, that's fine. That's your own problem.
Yeah, but that's why I'm asking this question from guys. So mostly if guys call me today, I want to ask them the signs they show. So if a girl is going out with you, maybe she thinks differently of you. Maybe she thinks that, okay, you're going to be the man of her life for the rest of her life. You're going to be the father of her children. But you don't look at it that way. So you behave a certain way. That's what I want to reveal today. What kind of behaviors show what kind of perceptions of a girl in a guy's mind? Thank you very much for the call. We go to some commercials. We see a couple of ads. And then we come back again.
تابستان لس آنجلس با موسیقی راک و هیوی متال آنقدرها هم گرم نخواهد بود. همه سبک‌های گیتار را در مدرسه گیتار نیروان یاد بگیرید. موسیقی پاپ ایرانی، جاز یا بلوز، در هر رده‌ای که هستید، همیشه جای پیشرفت وجود دارد. با 1-866 راک تایم تماس بگیرید. بهوز پاپشیر یک گیتار الکتریک یا آکوستیک به تمام هنرجویان هدیه می‌دهد. 1-866-762-5846.
اپل ترانسمیشن با سابقه ترین و معتبرترین تعمیرگاه ایرانی با کادر مجرب و قیمت‌های مناسب آماده انجام هر گونه سرویس و تعمیر اتومبیل‌های شماست. اپل ترانسمیشن آتو ریپیر سنتر به مدیریت روح الله اشراقی در اسرع وقت و با کیفیت عالی با شماره تلفن 818 705 6668 در خدمت هموطنان عزیز. اپل ترانسمیشن را در خیابان رسیدا به خاطر داشته باشید. 818 705 6668
بعد از هر تصادف فقط یک نام را به خاطر میاد بایی کلاس و تو بادی اتومیل تصادف را به ما بسپاری بعد از مدتی کوتاه آن را سالم از ما تحویل بگیرید. بایی کلاس آتو بادی با من تصدیم لرزیده تصمیم کننده که کفتالی کار شماست. بایی کلاس آتو بادی در 18-44 ستریت در رسیده 818-996-0822.
کاپ 2000 دیزاین در خیابان تاستن شهر اورنج روبروی تویوتا آب اورنج با مدیریت رضا و وجهی قدس با 14 سال سابقه در خدمت هموطنان عزیز. از میان صدها نوع کارپت، چوب برای کف منزل، پرگو، سنگهای ماربل، ترابرتن، گرانیت، سرامیک تایل و کانر تاپ سلاب انتخاب فرمایید. مدیریت این کمپانی با لایسنس در هوم ایمپروومنت اند دیزاین شما را در تصمیم گیری یاری می نماید. همه نوع تسهیلات برای فایننسینگ و قسط بندی موجود می باشد.
On air, we have a caller here. Go ahead, sir. You're on air.
This is Behrouz.
Yeah, this is Behrouz. You're on air with Portune. Go ahead.
Okay. You mind if I talk American?
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on air.
The difference, you know, I heard the last caller that called in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Your question has nothing to do with what this gentleman was saying.
Yeah.
The difference between a booty call, me and my friends, we go out, we party 7 days a week till 4 or 5 in the morning, okay? The difference between a booty call is when a girl, you know, when you meet at a club, you're at a club, the girl is there for a reason. She's not there to start a relationship. When she gives you her number, and it's for the fact that you call her the next night and you're like, you know what, I'm going out with a couple of friends, mm-hmm. and we're going to, you know, go to this club. Why don't you come down? It's for a known fact that that girl is coming down for a reason. The booty call is when she comes down to the club, you know for a fact she doesn't want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know for a fact she's not going to get into a serious commitment with you. She's going to come over there. They come there for one reason, and one reason only. For the money,
mm-hmm.
number one. Number two is to come home at the end of the night and have rough sex.
Mm-hmm.
This is the bottom line. This is how it is. This is how L.A. is. This is how L.A. crowd is. And booty call is the best. I mean, if a guy calls a girl for a reason to go out to a club, it's not for a reason to start a relationship.
But, you know, I have to say a little thing here, and that is you're mixing the fine line between a casual meeting, one-night stand with a booty call. A one-night stand is what you talked about, but a booty call is a person you call in the middle of the night. You don't want to go out with her. You don't want to have to do anything with her, but to just show up at her place, and she shows up at your place. That's what a booty call is. And then, you're right about the one-night standers, but what are the signs that you show to a person that you don't want to have anything more than a booty call if you take my definition as a booty call's definition?
Okay, let me ask you a question. So you're telling me, Behrouz-jan, when you call a girl and you meet her at the club,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the night when you go home, you call that a booty call, right?
No, I don't call that a booty call, because a booty call is not shown to the public. When you show the person you're with to the public, she is not certainly a booty call. She might be your casual dating person, significant other or whatever you call it. She is not a booty call. A booty call is a self-explanatory term. It says booty call. You just call for the booty. The thing is, you don't show that woman to anybody. And then the women in the booty call situation, they always blame men for not wanting anything more than that. And I want to clear that out for those women, that if a man only wants to have intimacy in, not in the public, in your privacy with you, it doesn't go further than that. This is a big sign. This is a red flag in your face. If you don't like it, move on. But you are a booty call. That's the sign the guy is showing you. If the guy doesn't take your hand and take you out to the places, you are a booty call. Even if he does take you out to places, huh?
If you're going to go out with a guy and he doesn't take you out to dinners and so on and so forth, and he wants to just take you out for a one-night stand, that is called a booty call, right?
Well, that could be a very exceptional thing, because in that case, you're casually dating her because you're taking her out to places. This is not booty call. This is a casual date. So these fine lines between the stages are very confusing. So in your eyes, it doesn't matter. You just do what could get you late. But in the woman's eyes, because they always, at least they just claim the world that they're after the final stage, which is the relationship and monogamy and love and whatever they want to say.
Another type of girl.
These are signs that tell the woman where the woman is standing.
Right.
So guys who are calling this hour are calling for the benefit of girls. They are telling them what they do to them that means what. Okay? Now, if you really want to have more than sex with a girl, what do you do with her?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
I mean, if you have feelings for a girl, if you develop some feelings for her, do you still call her to clubs or what, go to her place, or you take her to the public or take her to concerts or places?
Well, of course. If I had some feelings towards the woman that I was seeing, I wouldn't even take her to a club. I would take her out to dinner. I would take her out to movies. I would take her out to public places. But if, you know, booty call is different, you can't take those, you know, women to public places and you know, show them off to your friends or show them off to the people. It's a world of difference. Can't mix the two.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
me personally, myself, Dajan, I love booty call. That's me.
Of course. All guys love booty call. But women...
I mean, mostly my age, kids my age, you know, guys my age are not going to start a serious relationship at this age because you're never going to have this age ever again.
Yeah.
You're never going to have the time for you and your friends to go out, party till 4 or 5 in the morning, and come home, have an orgy. You're not going to have...
So I hope women are taking note here. And this is a guy talking, this guy speaking from a guy's point of view. And if you really want to see what's happening to you, or if you really after some sacred relationship, don't blame the person who's doing that to you. Because you're seeing, you got signs right up in front of your face that are telling you what this guy sees you as. And then you're still blaming the guy. Whatever happens, if you don't see the signs, it's your problem. You got to learn to read the signs.
Done.
Yeah.
It's very simple, buddy.
Yeah.
If the girl meets a guy and the guy does not take her out to places publicly, okay, in front of other people, and that guy only calls that woman for one night stands or just to go over to her house as a booty call.
Of course, that's the definition. So if you see it's not happening with you and the guy you met 3 weeks ago, ladies, it's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. And all guys my age, ladies, listen, take notes, listen to Berus. They love booty call. They love going out to clubs. They like meeting girls, taking them home. They don't want to bring them home to mom and dad and introduce them.
Don't say that guys deceive us or they liars or stuff like that.
Oh,
you
they're
see
not
the
liars.
Signs.
They're just having a good time at this age.
Yeah, you see the signs. If you don't see, I'm interpreting the signs for you as much as you hate it. I'm interpreting the signs for you so you know what that sign means. So if a guy sees you, you like the guy, he's attractive, he got a cute nose and everything, you sleep with him and everything, you don't tell anybody, and then you expecting the guy to move up to the next level and introduce you to the parents or at least show you to the public, and if it doesn't happen in the first couple of weeks, make sure it's not gonna ever happen.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
As a friend to a friend, as a guy to a guy, you're not married, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Do you think you can ever, you think you can, like, you know, as a person that just likes booty calls and likes going out and meeting girls and does not want to start a relationship, and for the ladies that are hearing out there that are feeling what I'm saying, do you think there's any possible way maybe you can, you know, have put my name on the screen and put my number only for ladies that want booty calls? I will put my number up free. I will put it out there.
We don't have that service, but you know, ladies know. A lot of ladies know how to find you. So don't worry about that, but we cannot do that because I don't want to get myself killed. But thank you very much for the insight you gave us. All right, guys, which line is better?
Which line?
Begu.
Two.
All right. You are an A report, Chune. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead. You are an A report, Chune.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Befarmayin. Yes, go ahead in English, please.
Yeah, whatever.
What is the show?
Yes, go ahead. We're listening. I think the connection is not that good. Yeah, you know what? I hear that all the time, that ladies complain about men doing this, doing that. Maybe a lot of them, they like it. Like the way the men treat them. They just go for the fun. They just want to have sex and get out of the house. That I don't have a problem with that. But a lot of ladies, especially younger ones, get heartbroken very fast. They go to places. They meet guys they like. they look good and everything. They have the brand of shoe and the brand of shoes or the belt they like. So it looks like the magazine they read a couple of hours ago. So that guy just is attractive to the girl. And the girl thinks that now that she's thinking very emotionally into the relationship matter, the guy should think like that. And the guy does not think like that. But most of the time, or maybe all the time, you have to start from a specific stage, and that is getting physically close to that person. Until you get close to that person physically, you're not going to have any emotional contact or any emotional possibility with a guy. Maybe it's true with a woman, but it's absolutely not true for a guy. So when you pass that stage, then you are in a predicament. Then you are in a situation that you got to decide, okay, does this guy want me? They constantly ask you, do you like me? Do you love me? Do you want to go out with me? Let's do this, let's do that. And sometimes the guy, they just dodge girls like that. They dodge them left and right. They don't want to get involved. What is the save going on, man? Do you have a sale over there? Okay, so what we're talking about today is the signs, very obvious signs. Like, for example, how do you know if you are in a casual sex relationship with a guy? Okay, the guy doesn't call you at 11 o'clock at night. He calls you 2 o'clock in the afternoon and makes a date for 5 o'clock. He takes you to some places. He just goes to dinner with you. Do you think you're in a relationship? If the guy takes you out for 25 times to a place and then comes home and has sex with you, do you think you have a relationship with that guy? What are the signs? Why do you blame the guy? See, I always say, if it rains on your parade, even if it rains on your parade, which is a totally a weather thing, it's your problem. Because you have to have been aware of the signs. You got to watch for the signs from minute number one that you see the guy. Whatever you're after, I don't care what you're after. But if you don't want to get heartbroken, ladies, these are the signs. So don't blame guys for being liars, because guys lie all the time. You lie all the time too. Everybody lies all the time to get what we want. Okay? So the guy comes to you with a big lie that I'm not here only for sex. And he wants to shove that down your throat that he's not there only for sex. And then you have to evaluate the guy. Evaluation is not just to see if he says, I love you. Because we all say, I love you, and then we lie. Because we have to say, I love you. Because we're going to get our butt kicked if we don't say, I love you. Okay, so we say I love you.
No
doesn't
way.
Mean baloney. If you want to see this is true, signs are very obvious. They up to your face in the first minute that you see the guy. Then the differentiation with heavy dating, casual sex, casual dating, a relationship. What do you want to see from a guy? We had a show about that. What do you want to see from a guy to know if it's a relationship? Well, if you see the guy commits to you, has emotional contact with you, and is monogamous with you, then you're in a relationship. The signs are a lot. Before you get to that point, maybe it takes you a couple of years, you're still not in a relationship. So don't fool yourself, and don't blame it on the guy. Same thing for a guy. Guys, sometimes they complain the girl doesn't put out, she's going out with them for 3 months and she still hasn't put out. Well, you're stupid if you want to go out with that girl and you want that. That's fine. If you don't want it, she's not putting out, that's fine. Have a good relationship. But if you want that, she's not going to put out. So that's your problem. Don't blame the girl because she's showing you the signs. She's showing you signs, but you're blind, you don't see that. From the same story about the other side of the coin is, when you're going out with the guy is showing you signs and you ignore him. And after 3 years, you say, you only want me for sex. You just had sex with me. I've never met your parents. Of course, because the signs were up in your face and you were not strong enough to see it. All right. We talk to the next caller. What line? All right. Portuna, you're on air. Go ahead.
Salam alaikum.
Hi, go ahead.
حالتون چطوره؟
Thank you very much. Go ahead. We speak in English.
خیلی برنامه های شما رو تماشا میکنم. و خیلی از برنامه شما خوشم میاد ولی فکر میکنم که خانم های ایرانی متاسفانه خیلی 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 دروغ میگن و They play games.
Okay, can you please proceed in English because we...
They play games and they are pretty deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big problem. I personally cannot trust them.
Like what kind of games you talking about?
I'm sorry?
Like what kind of game are you talking about?
Whatever you name it. Let's say sex. They go out there and date an American, and the same night they jump in bed with him. But when it goes to, if the lady dates an Iranian, mm-hmm. all of a sudden she becomes married a virgin.
talked about that in another totally different program, yeah. But today we're talking about signs that a guy shows a woman, and that shows a woman that where that woman is standing in the relationship. Okay, what kind of signs do you show to a woman who you don't love, but you want to be with, you want to have sexual contact with? Well, what kind of signs are they?
I personally, when I date a woman, regardless of nationality, mm-hmm. the American or Persian,
mm-hmm.
I try to... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I respect them a lot. I try to treat them very nicely and respectfully, mm-hmm. how I like to be treated, the same way.
Okay.
But in my past experiences, I have noticed that, as I said, Persian ladies are totally different. They play different game, different face with an Iranian than if it were an American.
We talked about that in a totally different program, and that was a detailed topic. But today, I'm asking you, if you don't love a woman, you want to keep her around, what do you do that you don't show love, but you want to keep her happy and around?
Try to listen to her and try to understand her.
Mm-hmm.
Try to understand and listen to her needs.
Mm-hmm.
Each person would have a need. I do have a need.
So if you don't love a person, how do you show her that you want her around as a probably casual sex or something, but you don't love that person? How is that? What are the signs that you show for the benefit of ladies?
I try to show her that I respect her,
uh-huh.
and I like to know what she likes, what she doesn't like.
What do you avoid? Let me explain my question. What do you avoid doing with that woman?
I try to avoid lying to her.
No. Listen to my question. What do you avoid doing to that woman if you don't want her to feel that you love her? If you don't want her to feel that, what do you avoid doing?
If I don't want her to know if I love her or not? Is
to
that what
think.
You...
If you don't want her to think that you love her, what kind of things do you avoid?
That's a tough question, Behruz Khan. well, the thing is, if I'm myself, and if I don't jump into jump in any relationship, mm-hmm. if I'm in love with her and I just don't want to love her, mm-hmm. I mean show her that I love her, mm-hmm. I try to call her less. And just minimize my contacts with her.
Yeah.
So this way, I'm playing a game.
Yeah, of course it's a game, because if she finds out that you don't love her and she's after love, she's gonna vanish like vapor.
I tell you one thing, that's the end of you.
Yeah.
If she knows that, especially an Iranian lady.
So you lie, of course you lie. You lie. Because of you don't want her to just go, and you don't want her to be in the loving relationship that you want to avoid with her. So these are the things I want ladies to know, so they don't blame it on men. This is a problem from a lady's side. If she sees these signs from a man, and then she still thinks, okay, let me give him more time. He's gonna need more time. He's gonna change. Ladies, write it down. He's not gonna change.
But whenever I hate deceit. I like to be very honest and forward, because if I start playing a game with her and not showing my true feelings, then I think I would be under lots of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
In our, I'd be pretty fake.
Yeah, I know. That's
so
true.
I try to avoid things like that. But unfortunately, as I said...
Well, yeah, because we are foreigners in this country, even if it's 2 decades or
10 decades. American ladies or European ladies are not like that at all.
Well, because they're freer to think. Because they don't have to report to 10 different categories.
Are more educated?
No. It got nothing to do with education.
Well, I think...
They don't have
I'm
to report to a big community. They don't have to report to dad, to Pesar Khale, to Pesar Amme, or whoever they have around them.
They have been able to express themselves.
Yeah, but so I don't blame that. That's true about Persian ladies, but I don't blame them. This is not their problem. This is their faces they have to put up because of they want to be safe in the environment. I give them credit for playing like
well,
that.
I do too, but with all due respect, I think, I mean, Persian gentlemen the same, but I emphasize more on ladies. Mm-hmm. I like to ask him to have a big big educational conference with Dr. Holakui.
My opinion about that is the same. Education is good, but what you gotta admit that they are in an environment that they have to match ends with.
Yeah.
The Persian culture with the Western culture.
They
want to live Western, but they have something that pulls them back down to the Persian culture.
Yeah.
None of these is bad, but our problem is we are in the middle of this.
Yeah.
We are being torn apart because of the two powerful attractions of the two sides, the sides that we are born in and it's in our blood, and the other side that we want to be to just match with the community.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the comments you made. Yeah, as I said, as I always say, tell the guys that, you know, if a girl says, hey, let's just be friends, we're just friends, I don't want to ruin this with you because
you know
we're sharing
an
idea, we are just friends, I don't want to have sex with you to ruin the friendship, that tells guys that, hey, you're not going to be in. Even if you're the last person on earth, you're not going to be in. So forget it, you can spend all the money on her you want, but she's not going to change her mind and be your girlfriend or your whatever thing after what you want, okay? So this is a sign for a guy. So a guy who hears the word friend should just run for the hills, should run away for his life. But this is a sign that the guys give her. I mean, the girls give to the guys. But there are a lot of signs that guys give the girls that tell the girls where they're standing in the relationship. For example, let me tell you something. If I don't want to have more or deeper relationship with a girl, I'm not going to introduce her to my friends. I'm not going to take her to the coffee shop that my friends or any Persians hang out. Because I don't want to be seen with her. Because I don't want her name as a label on me. Maybe I want to leave my options open. Why do I want to leave my options open? Because I don't want her to fill in the place. Okay? So if I give you more than one or two excuses that I'm not taking you to the coffee shop or here and there, maybe I don't want you to be seen with me. Or I don't want to be seen with you. So this is a sign right there. So that means that's where you stop. That's the limit of what you can be for me. If you like it, stay and enjoy. If you don't like it, move on. There are a lot of guys waiting for you. Maybe they're better than me, maybe they're worse than me. But the thing is, I'm the saint. But the thing is, you're not going to change from one level to another level. Once the guy has stopped you somewhere and you haven't read the sign, that's your problem. Don't blame the guy. Read the signs. Don't think that things will change. Don't think that this is the cute hint. Okay? That's the end of it. You're going to be a booty call. If he keeps you as a booty call, you're not going to be a girlfriend after being a booty call. If he goes out with you 20 times, you still haven't heard I love you, that means he's not going to love you because he has decided about that. And you have decided about him because from the first couple of days, you decided how much you want to go with him. So read the signs. Because a lot of guys, they're scared they're going to lose girls as sexual partners or whatever they want. They're going to lose contact and touch with girls if they tell them the truth. So you got to read the signs. All right, we continue with another line. Line number one. Fortuna, you're on air. Go ahead.
Okay. About what you're talking about right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm a 20-year-old young guy, and I'm out there having a good time, I guess. And what I do is when I'm with a girl, I'll treat her like she's a queen.
Uh-huh.
And what eventually ends up happening is that I don't call for like a week or two. She gets sick of it, and it's over. If I want to keep her around, like all the time, it'll go 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. She'll know. She always wants me to call more than I do.
Of course.
Yeah. And like I said, when she's around, when I'm around her, She's the center of my world, and she feels like a queen.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you want her to feel like that.
Yeah.
But when you don't want her to feel like that, the signs you show are very obvious.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm a guy. I know the signs. You tell me about those signs.
Those are my, like, I personally, I guess I have a problem though, because girls end up falling in love with me or whatever. But I don't call. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Like, she'll think I love her by the way I act around her, but then by the way I don't call her, she gets kind of irritated at the same time. So it kind of balances out to where she stays around, but she doesn't expect too much.
Yeah, because women are hinters. Guys are not hinters.
Yeah.
Women hint about stuff, but guys don't. That's why guys don't get hints. So when you don't call her, you don't tell her I love you, you don't show her, you show her to your parents, it's not a hint. That's the truth. That's a sign.
Yeah.
That shows you, hey, you're not going to get to that stage. If you like it, if you want to like having sex with me every day, I'm not going to show you to anybody. If that's good, stay. If not, move on. Don't think I'm going to change. Don't think it's a hint. It's not a hint. That's where you end up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The whole parents thing, too.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Portune, you're on air. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello,
you're on air. Go ahead.
Hey.
Just want to
say, like, what's your point about?
Can you speak up, please? Speak up.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, what is your point?
The point is to help girls not to be heartbroken if they see their relationship is not going anywhere. Don't blame guys. Don't blame anybody. You got to see the signs. We're talking about the signs today. We're just showing them the signs. That's the point of this show.
Okay, in my opinion, most of the girls are psycho, you know, dude. I'm just like, kind of, I'm treating girls like queens, and most of them are like, you know, they deserve to be treated like shit. You see what I'm saying?
Well, excuse me, we don't use that word on air. So please don't use that word anymore.
I'm not deserve to be like, you know, treated as good as, like, you know, we do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you treat a woman bad or good, and she gets turned on by you being a jerk or being a bad guy, and that attracts her to you, that's another story. But if they see you behave a certain way, that means you're taking them to some level in the relationship you have with them, and you're avoiding to take them further. I just want them to know the signs that you're showing or you're not showing, so they know where they're standing in the relationship. They should stop hallucinating and stop dreaming. They should watch the signs the guy shows, and that shows the girl where she's standing, how much she's into the relationship, how much she is worth to the guy. That's the point of this hour. Thank you very much for the call. Portune, you're on air. Go ahead. Hello? You're on air. Go ahead. Hello? Please don't listen to your TV. Turn the TV off, please. You're on air.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead. Don't watch TV, please. You're on air.
Yes, hello?
Yes, don't watch TV, please.
Yes, I'm listening. I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't watch TV. Talk to me on the phone, please. Go ahead.
Okay, my bad. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question now.
Go.
Are you listening to me?
Go for it. Yes, we don't have that much time. So please.
Why would you say things like this on the air and mess guys' games up? Why would you do that, though? My question to you. Why would you do something like that so Persian girls won't give no after?
I don't know. I don't want to mess up guys' games because...
You're doing it.
No. And let me tell you...
Girls are not watching this show. All the girls are watching this show. You think any girl's going to come up to a Persian guy at a nightclub and give him any ass?
No. They're going to give you that. But the thing is, if you play the game that you play and play it fair... They playing their games. Everybody's playing their games. But the thing is, I don't want to be heartbroken.
I'm offended myself that I'm watching your show, and I like you, man. All your shows, hi, Banamiki, all your shows are excellent, man. I have no problem with any of your shows.
Thank you.
But for the fact that you say something like this, you're messing up guys' games.
And I have to go
to a nightclub and hear, you know, a girl come up to me and be like, you remember that guy, you know, on that show, who's Apoxy said about that, he's right, this, and it messes up my game.
I tell that to all the girls I meet. There's nothing wrong with that. I tell that to all the girls I meet in the first minute. If they don't want, they can move on. But they know that. They know that, and then they will respect me more. And
they said you should just put a show about guys, you know, not like, oh, guys are going to call girls for booty calls just to, you know, get a piece of ass. It's not about that, man. You should make that clarified.
See, what, you scared now that I'm ruining your game?
No, bro, I'm not scared. I mean, nothing in this world scares me about ruining my game in clubs. What scares me is the fact that, you know what, now I have to go to the American market and get some American ass instead of some Persian ass.
Well, don't worry about that. You're going to get that. Whether or not I say that about on air, but the thing I want to clear today is, girls, they are so up in the air. There's so much in their own world. They don't want to see the reality. I want to show them the reality. All the girls I've known or have been
with me,
they know this in the first minute. Well, thank you very much. I think he hung up. They know that in the first minute. When they know this in the first minute, then they will respect me. Because I was honest. I said, you're not the last girl on earth. I like you. I tell you the truth. That's how I am. That's how every guy is. So you can respect me this way. And then if you're not getting promoted to the next level of the relationship, well, that's how as much as I give you. You like it, have at it. You don't like it, move on. As we got to move on to the next program. Thank you very much for your attention to the program. We are at the end of this hour. And what? Line one? One more line?
Yeah.
Okay. With what? Tell me. Okay. Yeah, we're at the, sorry about this. We are at the end of this program. Thank you very much for the call. Don't forget that Nirvan Guitar School is offering a free guitar and amplifier combo for people who like the music. And to learn the guitar, and they telling me that I could get one more line. No line. What are these signs you're giving me? Okay, we're done for this hour, and I see you next Friday. 1:30 next Friday. Thank you. Bye bye.